This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
We're having too much fun.
We're having a good time at our house recording, and we're so glad to have you with us. I'm Scott, along with my laughing wife, Teresa. And, well, honey, we have a great topic if you can get to it. Dude. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all pray for me. All right. Okay, we want you to find the courage to face the challenges of life by remembering the things God did for you in the past.
Yeah.
We've all got them.
Well, that's for sure.
God has shown up by the grace of God. How many times have we said that there's no way, fill in the blank?
Yeah.
And that does help us when life happens to face it because we remember what he did for us in the past when he saved us, rescued us.
And when we didn't even know him.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, there's a scripture in Leviticus. And honey, you've been reading Leviticus for a little while.
I have, and, yeah. And really it's the first time I've actually really, really studied Leviticus. And for those of you who have, there are times I have been tempted to cuss reading Leviticus.
That's for sure.
But I didn't, and I really have to say, in all honesty, with this translation that I read, I really enjoyed it, and I actually learned some things, which was always so awesome.
Oh, Leviticus is really good.
It really, yeah. really is. It can be perceived as very harsh, but mm-hmm. wow, it just shows you the lengths that God went to. Whenever there was sin, there had to be a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And to think of those animals, and then when you transfer that in your mind and realize the sacrifice that was ultimately made for us wasn't an animal. It was Jesus.
Right.
So the price had to be paid for our sins. Oh, wow. I encourage everybody, get a translation that you really mm-hmm. like. If you follow us, you know we enjoy the Life Recovery Bible. The footnotes, the in-chapter notes, the sidebars, phenomenal. And you will really, really understand it because it brings these characters relevant to today.
They do. You know, and Leviticus, you know, has a lot of guidelines in there that God expects us to be obedient to. And the consequences, sometimes it happens, you know. But like every good daddy, you know, you step out of line, you know, there's going to be some consequences. So
I know, but in this verse, I love the fact that he says, at the end of the verse, he says, I, the Lord, made you holy and rescued you from Egypt to be my own people. I am Jehovah. So if you go back to that, he is reminding them what he did. He rescued them from Egypt. Okay, so yeah, there you go.
You want me to read the scripture first?
What, did we not?
I haven't read the scripture yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you already read it.
Oh, it's okay.
Thought you already read it.
No, I haven't read it.
I'm sorry.
But so Leviticus 22:31-33. It says, you must faithfully keep all my commands by putting them into practice, for I am the Lord. Do not bring shame on my holy name, for I will display my holiness among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy. It was I who rescued you from the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. I am the Lord.
And there it was. He reminded them, I am the God who rescued
That's
you
right.
from Egypt. So in today, everybody listening, okay, here we go. What is your Egypt?
Yeah.
He rescued them from Egypt. Okay, mm-hmm. and that Egypt represents all the things that were wrong, their wilderness experience when things were so bad, when they wandered around it for 40 years.
Yeah,
that was their Egypt. Now, we have Egypt experiences in our life, and that's what God is saying to them. Remember, I'm the one that rescued you. So, think about this, those of you that are listening. What's God rescue? What Egypt is it that he rescued you from? If you're sitting there listening in your car, maybe you're running, whatever it is you're doing, and you're really having a bad day because you're thinking, I don't know how this is going to end. How could this happen? Things could be really, really terrible. Well, we want to encourage you, like he says here in his word, think back right now of some times where God has rescued you. You feel like you're in Egypt right now. You're in the wilderness. Well, think back. What are some times in the past when he came through?
Yeah.
That's how he's saying we encourage ourselves to keep going forward when it's like this, because if he showed up once before, he'll show up again.
Yeah, that's true.
And it may take time. It may not happen tomorrow, or it could happen in 5 minutes. But he's a faithful God, and he will show up.
Yeah, he will. You know, and he wants us to, you know, to remember that he delivered us from our past so we can find strength to live for him right now.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, he has graciously made it possible for us to be free from the power of our past sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a miracle. I mean, it is. It's a total miracle. I mean, he's rescued us from Satan's kingdom and delivered us from the slavery to sin. You know, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And really, at that time, Egypt was sin. I mean, you know, in the world. And so that's kind of the relevance, you know, how God rescued them from Egypt, you know, rescued them from out of their sin is what God was doing. And that's what he does for us. He rescues us out of our sin. I mean, does it make us perfect? You know, my mentor used to tell me, you know, when you're saved and you give your life to Christ, you're everything. You know, you're not sinless, but you're sinless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, you have the Holy Spirit there to convict you and to put you back on the straight road. And,
well, you know, you hear the term, don't go back to Egypt.
Yeah.
People get victory in their life and begin to feel comfortable. And then hell might break free, might break loose in their life again. Mm-hmm. And they got free from an addiction, from alcoholism, from drugs, from bad relationships, from pornography, whatever the case may be, depression in my case at that time.
Yeah.
Well, if the root didn't go deep enough, our roots in him, in other words, we'll be tempted to go back to Egypt to cope, go back to those substances, to those wrong things.
Right.
So when you hear that phrase, don't go back to Egypt, that's what we're talking about here. Don't go back to Egypt. Keep moving forward. Don't lose hope. And there's always lessons to be learned in our hardships. Always, if you can look inward in the pain and see, you know, what's God doing? Is he cleaning your house? Is he ridding you of relationships you don't need to be in? Did he bring a job that you had to an end because maybe you weren't supposed to be there in the first place? The signs were there for you to leave, but you didn't have the courage to do it, and you stayed and got fired. Not in every case, but in some cases, and that happened with someone in our close circle who just here recently. The signs were there, didn't have the courage to, you know, take the step and move on, and lost the job. Okay, that's just a one example. But don't be tempted to go back to however you're coping with what's going on.
Well, seeing how God has delivered us from our past will give us the courage to go forward with life's challenges.
Make a list if you have to.
But you know what?
You know, some things that he did.
Well, exactly. And you know, that's a great idea, you know, to do that, you know. And every morning, you know, say, hey, God, thank you for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you for delivering me for this. Thank you, you know, and thank him for what he's done. Because you're going to have challenges in the future. But it's really your choice. Are you going to go back to your substance abuse? Are you going to go back to your depression? Are you going to go back to whatever addiction you were doing? Or are you going to rely on God?
He did it once before.
Yeah, he's delivered you, okay? And, you know, people, you know, for example, you know, you hear people in church circles say, you know, what was your mountaintop experience? You know, and most people say the day they're saved.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is a mountaintop experience.
Right.
Every single day. And I really, personally, I picture myself every day climbing up to the top. Because once you reach the top, there's only one way to go, really, is down. So you're always wanting to go up to the mountaintop. You know, every single day can be your mountaintop experience. And, you know, God's given us that choice, you know, for us to make. To stay in our past or go forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he delivered me from some serious depression.
Yeah, he did.
Several years back. And that's the only way I came out of it. That's mm-hmm. the only way. And I can look back at that time in my life and realize there is no way I could have come out of that without him. Was I doing my part?
Mm.
Finally, was I asking him to help me from a sincere heart? Was I in humility asking other people to pray for me? I didn't even know that mm-hmm. was what I was doing at the time, but it was a very humbling
yeah.
thing for me. But I was so desperate to get well. I really wanted to get well. I knew that God didn't have that type of mindset and that life for me. He wanted right. me to move on. So I asked and seeked and knocked, just like the word says.
That's right.
And he pulled me out of it. And so that's something I can always look back on. Do I ever have times when I'm tempted to go back to Egypt, or my Egypt in the form of depression tries mm-hmm. to come on me? Yes.
Sure.
But now I know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's we don't want to sound so cliche to call him the name of the Lord, but he's the only one
true.
That can do it. And I don't want to turn to substances and those things like that. I yeah. want him to be the one to deliver me. Because I know not only that he can, but he wants to.
That's right. I mean, just like you're saying, I mean, he delivered me from substance abuse, mm-hmm. from unforgiveness that I had for 40 years of my life. You know, I mean, in the scriptures it says, the old is gone, the new has come. Man, I tell you, that's for sure, honey.
Yeah.
That is for sure, mm-hmm. you know. But that's every day. Mm-hmm. That's what this ministry is about, living it up while beginning again.
Every day.
The old is gone. Mm-hmm. The new has come. Yeah, you know what? I screwed up yesterday. I really made a mess of myself. I wasn't, you know, representing Christ. Or, you know, you may be saying that to yourself. But when you wake up in the morning, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And God's with you.
Yeah.
You know, if your heart's for him, he knows your desires of your heart. He knew the desires of David's heart even when he was messing up.
Mm-hmm. But he was human.
Yeah, but he was human. But he knew the desires of his heart.
Yes.
That's what God really wants from us. What is your desire?
You can't fool God.
Yeah, you can't fool him, man. Ecclesiastes tells us, you know, God knows everything about us, even in our secret places.
He created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's right. I mean, look at Adam. You know, that's a perfect example of when Ecclesiastes, you know, saying that Adam tried to hide from God. Really? Ooh. Oh, no, you know, God was thinking, really? Mm. Come on now. You know? But, you know, that's how much in shame he was. And that's, you know, honey, I think maybe there's some people out there listening. Maybe you want to act like Adam sometimes, where they want to hide from God because they're so ashamed of maybe what they're going through, and they just can't break away.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't have to be ashamed anymore.
And that phrase, God didn't know me from Adam, isn't true.
That isn't true. He does. But you don't have to be ashamed anymore, because you know why? Because Jesus, God's only son, took all the shame that you're feeling. Took all the addictions, all of the substance abuses,
disappointments,
depression, divorces, failures. He took all that to the cross.
He really did. We're not just all saying that. I mean, you hear that, but it's so true. That's what he died for.
Yes, he took all of it. And every time they would nail that nail into his hand or into his feet, that was our sin. You know, Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
And another scripture says, my God is supplying all of my need mm-hmm. according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, meaning because of what Jesus did. It's all there. All there because of what Christ did on the cross. It's all there. We can appropriate it.
That's right.
And call it into our life. But it's from a sincere heart. and yeah. release our faith and believe what these scriptures say.
That's right. The past is called that for one reason. It's the past. Yep. It's not one thing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. But what you can do about it is you can give that past and your life and your heart to Jesus. And he can make it new. Okay? He can make you new. If you've never done that, we really encourage you to do so. You know, let the past go, man. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. He wants to take it off your shoulders.
Reminds me of that song that's so popular from Frozen, Let It Go, Let It Go.
Yeah.
Anybody that has children knows that song.
That's right. Let it go. Let it go. So you know what? If you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you thought you did, and honey, you know, I know I was, I'll never forget, I was mentoring a guy who's been a pastor for 17 years. And he had so much shame in him. And he realized after a couple of months of mentoring him that he wasn't saved. And he gave his life to Christ, his heart to him, and man, I tell you, his ministry is flourishing. Jesus knew his capabilities, but he never gave it all to him. You know the old song says, give it all.
Yeah.
Surrender all. We're asking you to do that today. And like I said, if you thought you might have and you're realizing now you haven't, or you never have at all before, we're asking you, please, surrender all to Jesus.
It's like that beautiful song by Christian Stanfield
mm-hmm.
that we were singing today. My heart yeah. is yours. Have it all. Take it all.
Yeah.
My life is in your hands. If you have not heard that song, it's Christian Stanfield.
It's very, very mm-hmm. pretty. Well, we ask you to pray this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved. Your past is the past. And man, I tell you what. Hook on the bridle and get ready to take a great ride with Jesus. Lord, thank you for who you are. Jesus, we know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say that my sins are forgiven, all of them, if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want the past to be the past. Thank you for giving me a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. And, you know what, start praying about going to church this weekend and ask them if they have a mentorship program that someone can walk along beside you with this new, exciting walk with Jesus.
Well, it's been a good podcast. Like we always say, if you guys didn't need it, we did.
I sure did.
Just taught ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we look so forward to talking to you tomorrow. We pray that you're better now than you were before you listened to us and that you heard the Lord through this. So keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.